and our stories are read. We know they're being read by journalists from news outlets like Al Jazeera, from Reuters, from Associated Press, from Bloomberg, from New York Times. They're reading our stories. Journalists often come to me asking me for local contacts.
Hello, amiable viewers, and welcome to this week's edition of Good People, Good Works, featuring interviews with bloggers from Green Profit, a website that reports on environmental news from the Middle East. Green Profit's founder and editor, Karen Klusterman, who writes about emerging green technologies, eco-friendly companies, and the environmental movement in the Middle East, and has blogged for renowned websites such as the Huffington Post and Treehugger.
Green Profit started about 3 years ago. I was writing for a very popular environment blog in America called Treehugger. And at the time, it was very important for me to show Americans mainly what kind of new environmental initiatives were happening in Israel. And I'd been writing for them for a couple of years. And at the time, when I started, there wasn't so much news. And I really wanted to expose what was happening to help show some of the projects in Israel, because some of the environment projects here in Israel are also have a very strong social element. But suddenly, I found myself having so many news items to deal with that I understood the best way, really, for me to talk to an audience would be for me to create my own platform, rather than having the little bits of news that I was writing sort of being swallowed by, you know, an American domestic market. Because I'd write things on Treehugger, and you know, a few people here and there would read it. But if I knew that if I put it all in one place and one address, it would make a bigger impact. So that's essentially why I started it.
Green Profit publishes intriguing stories on the latest trends in sustainable energy technologies, eco-design, green fashion, environmental policy, and related topics.
We have about 15 to 20 writers writing, some more regularly, some less regularly. And many of them are based in the region here. We also have some who are, you know, in the UK or traveling in America. We often have guest authors. We encourage that, and we'd, you know, of course, welcome contributions. But we have to, you know, maintain the message. It has to be, you know, stories connected to the Middle East.
Ms. Klusterman seeks to link the people of the Middle East with the rest of the world, and the name of her website reflects this important mission.
This is the region where the major prophets were born and lived and where they worked. So we thought, you know, to quietly include a faith message through our work would help also connect the global village to what's happening in the Middle East, because very little is being written about in this region. And we want to sort of celebrate the fact that there were great prophets, some of the greatest prophets that history has ever known from the region. And we thought, okay, well, let's play with that. And that's how Green Prophet became our title.
Green Prophet's design and culture editor is Karen Chernik. An environmentalist since childhood, Ms. Chernik has written a number of fascinating articles for the site. For example, in January 2011, she blogged about the top eco-cities in the Middle East, reported on the collaborative consumption movement whereby technology allows consumer goods to be bartered, swapped, and shared among community members, and showed how fair trade and cooperatives are improving the lives of Palestinian vegetable farmers in the West Bank.
I've been involved with Green Profit for the past 3 years, and I started writing for them because I was finding all these ways that I could be more eco-friendly in my day-to-day life, and I wanted to share them with people who live here, and I thought that people would be interested. And we started out very small, and we've grown more and more, which is a good sign. It shows that more people are interested in living green and reducing their negative impact on the environment and in all sorts of ways, including eating better, eating vegetarian or vegan. I like to help share information about organizations that are doing good things so that people can know to get involved with them, or businesses that are being more environmentally responsible, a lot of vegetarian restaurants that are coming up, and just news that's happening to show that changes are being made in the environment.
Ms. Chernick believes that humanity needs to become more aware of how its actions benefit or damage our ecosphere. What we choose to put on our plates each day is a perfect example of how we directly impact the environment.
Well, the food that we eat, we're consuming resources. Food is a resource, and it obviously has a big effect on the environment. So ways to reduce your impact on the environment in the food choices you make are, first and foremost, to eat vegan or vegetarian, because the amount of energy that goes into the meat industry is one of the most polluting elements currently. Another way to do that beyond going vegan and vegetarian is to eat as much local food as possible so that you save all the resources involved in importing the food.
Next, we'll meet Miriam Kresh, another Green Profit blogger.
I'm the food and food culture writer. Green Profit, as you may know, of course, is involved with environmental issues in the Middle East. I write mostly about Middle Eastern food and how through food we can influence our environment here in the Middle East through shepherding our water resources, through careful location of our food, bringing it from local sources, and reducing our carbon footprint. In this way, by eating locally and reducing the packaging.
Organic produce is becoming more popular in the Middle East, a constructive trend as vegan organic farmers avoid the use of destructive pesticides and harsh chemical fertilizers when growing fruits and vegetables.
Organic is something you can see everywhere now. If you want it, you can find it. Not too difficult. Through Green Profit, I have had some reactions to my articles about allowing weeds to grow in your window boxes. The birds that come and visit will drop, you know, little gifts inside your window boxes, and the seeds will spring up, and a lot of these weeds are edible, and not only edible but good for you, and not only good for you but delicious, for example.
Karen Klusterman enjoys reporting on advances in energy-efficient technologies and sustainable power. For example, she's written articles about solar-powered automatic teller machines in the United Arab Emirates and innovative solar tech companies in Israel. We've asked her what steps the Israeli government is taking to increase the generation of green energy to meet the nation's power needs.
The Israeli government wants the Israeli citizens to use solar energy, and they've guaranteed a certain feed-in. It's called a feed-in tariff. So if I invest in solar energy on the panels of this roof, let's say it's a 20-year investment, the government will guarantee that I make a certain amount of money each month for the electricity that I feed back to the grid. Okay, it's a very attractive feed-in tariff. It's something like 10 or 20% overall. So a lot of citizens on the ground now are getting involved. And there are incentives also for companies. So there have been big investments by international banks and firms buying into this attractive feed-in rate for mid-range solar energy plants in Israel.
What are Ms. Klusterman's dreams for a Green Profit's future?
I just would like more people to read our website and to get involved in all the beautiful, projects being done by people on the ground, by young women in Saudi Arabia or young men in Israel, whatever, are their little dreams, and to collect and to connect and to grow. I'd like to grow the blog so that simply that more people will know what's happening here so that they can connect. We're a networker. We're a connector. we're a focal point of, you know, where different people from different countries can connect. And even locally, I've connected, you know, people on the ground, you know, different bloggers in Israel and Jordan to meet. You know, I helped organize a conference in Jordan where we brought Israelis, Palestinians, and Jordanian bloggers, all concerned about the environment. The Israelis had never even met Palestinians before. I couldn't believe it. You know how close they are to one another? It's like unbelievable. So just to keep connecting, that's my dream.
We thank Karen Klusterman, Miriam Kresh, and Karen Chernik for speaking with us about Green Profit and their wonderful ideas for enhancing our biosphere. May Green Profit continue to report on the greening of the Middle East and to unite people around the world in the cause of environmental protection. For more details on Green Profit, please visit www.greenprofit.com. Connect with Green Profit on Facebook at www.facebook.com/greenprofit. Thoughtful viewers, we appreciated your company on this week's edition of Good People, Good Works. Coming up next is The World Around Us after Noteworthy News. May we endeavor to always clean and beautify our planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.